Well, basically, I mean, just a quick review of PRRS vaccines that are out there today. They are not a complete fix for PRRS. Everybody who's dealt with PRRS understands that. They're a tool in the toolbox, and they're an important part of a solution to minimize effects of the PRRS virus. What the PRRS, what the gastric ulcer component was of this is that now we measured a distinct difference of another aspect where the mitigation of problems of the PRRS infection with a vaccine had a dramatically measured impact on mortality. And to just talk about some specifics there, what it amounted to is there was 25 pigs per treatment group. In the non-vaccinated group, six of those pigs died. Five of those had measurable gastric ulcers. There were zero pigs that died in the vaccinated group. And when we looked at the end of the trial, when everything was evaluated in every pig, there was another seven pigs in the non-vaccinated group that had blood in the intestinal tract from ulcers. In the vaccinated group, had zero. So you're talking about 12 pigs showing measured outcomes with gastric ulcers versus the vaccinated group that had zero. So a distinct difference between the two, and trying to figure out the impact of that. Hey, we know vaccines will reduce viremia. It reduces fever. There is a difference in the amount of fevers that were presented, which could most likely impact the feed intake component. So it was just a unique finding for us to see something that dramatic that we hadn't really looked at before. So if anything can be done to help mitigate the negative consequences of PRRS infections, I think you have to look at the whole picture and say, hey, where are the impacts? What can it do? And it can help.